What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our Wednesday morning, our midweek look at some of those things relevant to us in the Republic of Panama. The 12th day of the preliminary hearing of the Odebrecht case began with the statement of Cosme Moreno, defense attorney for Jaime Lasso, the former lobbyist and former member of the Finance Committee of the Panamanista Party, who assured that his client's constitutional guarantees had been violated by being subjected to the phenomenon of double judging. Moreno asked Judge Baloisa Martinez to declare null the accusation of alleged money laundering against Lasso, since his economic activities have been the subject of criminal investigation on two occasions. This argument is not new. Lasso has wielded it from the very moment that he was called for questioning, 5 years ago. Next, it was the turn of Guillermina MacDonald, Navin Mohan Bakhter's lawyer, whom the prosecution links to the case for the acquisition of a Black Airbus helicopter, registration linked to Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares. The prosecution learned of the existence of this helicopter thanks to the statement of Evelyn Vargas Reynaga, who was a lawyer for the children of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. Vargas Bakhter, Martinelli Berrocal, and their two sons are charged and have been called to trial by the public ministry. Luis Eduardo Camacho Gonzalez presented himself as a lawyer for Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, who are currently serving a sentence in the United States for laundering at least $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht through the U.S. financial system, and both confessed to a New York judge that they committed the crime following their father's orders. Despite these facts, Camacho Gonzalez asked Judge Martinez for a dismissal for them. He referred to the existing debate on whether the crime of international bribery is criminalized or not in Panama. For Camacho, it does not exist, and he cited several articles of the penal code that prove it. However, he maintains that his defendants cannot be prosecuted in Panama for the acts for which they were already convicted in the United States, and that the prosecution's accusation does not fit within the criminal type described in the code. Later, it was up to Alma Cortez to present the arguments in favour of Importadora Ricma and Linda Gesto. For both, she requested a definitive dismissal for the company, and she also requested an incident of nullity due to a lack of jurisdiction. She questioned that Importadora Ricma is the only legal person accused of the crime of money laundering within the present case, and announced that she will file a prescription appeal of the criminal action, since the same term of prescription than to a natural person, since according to her, it does not have a specific criminal type. Former prosecutor Ana Belfon appeared before Judge Martinez as a lawyer for Maria Bategalas de Papadimitriou. This is mother of the former minister of the presidency, Jimmy Papadimitriou. Both are indicted. Belfon pointed out that there are forensic exams that certify that her client does not have a physical or emotional or legal capacity to appear in the case. She, too, was not aware of many things that happened with her societies, since in Greek culture it's customary for women to have total dependence on her husband. Maria Bagatella was widowed in 2015. According to Robeo's statement, the father of former minister Jimmy Papadimitriou asked him for the money, which is the reason why the mother and son are now charged. Bill 844, which sought to repeal Laws 122 of 2019 and 314 of 2022 that grant tourist incentives, did not pass the first debate. The proposal promoted by the executive was rejected this Tuesday, the 27th of September, with 5 votes against during its discussion in the first debate in the trade, or by the Trade and Economic Affairs Commission of the National Assembly. For this way, the deputies save these incentives. On the 1st of August, the Minister of Commerce, Frederico Alfaro, took this project to the Assembly. This after the President Laurentino Cortizo made the promise to repeal the controversial incentives in a press conference in Penonome last July, when there were strong protests and a strike. In a phase of public hearings in the month of August, several deputies of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party were in opposition to the executive's plans. The hearing in which it will be decided whether or not to endorse the expulsion and revocation of the mandate against 15 dissident deputies from the Cambio Democratico, the CD party, began at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, as planned. This session takes place at the hearing venue of the Electoral Tribunal in Ancon. It is chaired by magistrates Heriberto Arruz, Alfredo Junca and Eduardo Valdez Escofori. The prosecutor deputies were present, arriving before the hearing began. 2 weeks ago, the opinion of the electoral prosecutor, Delio Arcia, was released on the subject. Arcia asked the plenary of the Tribunal Electoral to annul and file the process of expulsion and revocation of mandate against 15 deputies. The board of directors of the CD, directed by Romulo Rue, ratified the decision of the Court of Honour and Discipline, which expelled the deputies and revoked their mandate for treason to the party. The dissidents contested before the Tribunal Electoral. They are Yanibel Abrego, Nelson Jackson, Mercedes Galvez, alternate to Sergio Galvez, and Hernán Delgado, Alain Cedeño, Genesis Aronja, Fatima Agresal, Anulfo Díaz, Abrelardo Antonio, his alternate to Leopoldo Benedetti, Marilyn Vairino, Dalia Bernal, José María Herrera, Lilia Batista, Leopoldo Archibald, and Mayen Correa. Throughout the morning, the act focused on the intervention of the witnesses of the parties in conflict. For the Court of Honour and Discipline of CD, the lawyer Luis Cortés spoke, who explained the procedures that they did in the middle of the process. He affirmed that the court acted in law and recalled that the minutes of the Assembly of July 1st of 2021, where the vote of the deputies in favour of the PRD Crispiano Adames for presidency of the Assembly is recorded, which was key to the hearings of the process. He defended the process and denied that it was or has political ends. While the witness of the 15 deputies was also a lawyer, Arturo Vairino, who is also part of that court. On the contrary, he stated that the process has been irregular. In the audience are all 15 prosecuted deputies, some accompanied by partners or relatives. Deputies of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly lashed out on the night of Monday. Yes, against the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabons, during the support of the budget of the portfolio that he directs. In a session that began around 7:30 p.m. and ended after midnight, the deputies questioned Sabons' management, especially due to the deterioration of the country's main roads. Nearly 20 deputies signed up on the list to ask the minister questions, all related to his circuits, such as the construction of bridges, new streets and road maintenance. "Those of us who legislate and tour the country are not noticing the work," said Deputy Yanibel Abrego. Representatives Nelson Jackson, Fatima Agresal, Pedro Torres, Argesio Arias, Maylin Vairino, Manolo Ruiz, Everardo Concepcion, Benicio Robinson, Zenobia Vargas, among others, also spoke. The recommended budget for the Ministry of Public Works for 2023 amounts to $1,205,916.5 million, apparently. Sabons plans to attend the plenary session of the Assembly on Tuesday to answer a questionnaire approved by the deputies who summoned him a week ago. Copa Airlines reported that due to the weather effects on the Tocumen International Airport on Tuesday, which caused air operations to be temporarily suspended for 2 hours, it was necessary to divert the aircraft arriving in Panama to alternate airports such as Panama Pacifico and others in Colombia. Passengers who planned to board flights from the El Dorado International Airport in Bogotá to Panama and continue on to Mexico indicated that the itinerary was rescheduled for this Tuesday afternoon. Since approximately 8:45 a.m. when the Tocumen International Airport opened the runway again, we resumed our operations. Due to this situation, our flights have suffered significant delays and some cancellations, the company said in a statement. They maintain that they are working to normalize operations to solve the situation. They have decided to offer flexibility to those passengers whose itineraries were affected by this bad weather situation. We offer the possibility of making date changes without penalty by contacting the reservation center or your travel agency in accordance with the conditions detailed below, which is passengers with tickets issued until the 27th of September of this year, with an original flight date from September the 26th to the 30th. The deadline to make changes to the flights is September the 29th, and the new itinerary must start before the 7th of October. The branch of the savings bank in front of Via Lucre, district of San Miguelito, was robbed on the morning of this Tuesday. The entity confirmed the theft. There are no injuries, no physical damage to collaborators or customers, the savings bank said in a message on its Twitter account. The headquarters is located in Plaza Galapago, just in front of Domingo Arias Avenue in the district of Juan Díaz. According to the first investigations, the criminals escaped in a mouse-grey Kia Rio brand vehicle. The thieves abandoned the sedan vehicle in one of the internal streets of the Santa Clara neighborhood in Juan Díaz. Then they got into a Tuscan van, white, with a black roof. That's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.